You ever been asked, can you do me a favor? This is a simple request, but it's sneaky because it assumes it's going to get an answer before we know what the favor is. My response has become, if it is legal, moral, and ethical, this lets the asker know that I do have some limits. The request might be simple, it might be huge. It can be anything from, can you hold this flashlight or help me lift something into my car? I once asked my friends to help me out by putting an addition on my house. It was a summer-long project. Much appreciated, and many thankful hours were put in by my family and friends. James and John start out with, we want you to do whatever we ask of you. That seems sneaky enough, presumptuous even. They are looking to see if they can get the best positions of power in the kingdom of Jesus, asking if they can be at his right and left when he comes into his glory. Jesus returns the request with some presumption of his own, leading them to their true glory. Jesus has already told them he's going to Jerusalem to be crucified, and he said it 3 times already. He asks them if they can also go through the same suffering as he. They said yes. But Jesus tells them, yes, you will suffer, but not now. There are other things for them to do first. They have to serve. And no, they will not be at his right and his left as he enters into his glory. Who was at Jesus' right and left as he came into his glory? Pontius Pilate becomes the one who decides who is at his right and who is at his left when he's on the cross, when Jesus truly comes into his glory. The two thieves are in the place that James and John had asked for. Here, condemned thieves, the lowest of society, are with Jesus as he enters into his glory. One has even been told that he will be with Jesus as he enters into paradise. Jesus repeatedly said that the lowly and the least, the slave, the lowest child, will be the greatest. Just how low does Jesus expect us to go to be his servant? By example, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. I remember several times in my previous work taking at-risk homeless people to the crisis receiving unit for help. Then, while I was standing by, staff would remove their shoes. Sometimes the stench would remove the breath from you. Staff never batted an eye and continued treating the individuals with care and respect, often ending with washing of their feet. Babies need care 24/7. I've often joked that the Navy SEALs should be chosen from among parents of newborns because they already know how to get through true sleep deprivation where no and quitting are not options. Teachers cleaning up after sick students, first responders caring for broken bodies and cleaning them up before they arrive at the emergency room. The list of examples can go on and on. But once we think we have served the lowly, there is always someone else in greater need than the last. The starving, disaster victims, refugees, our neighbors who we don't get along with, and our families who exasperate us. This past week, while talking to the confirmation students, I mentioned that leaders in Jesus' time, and often leaders of today, lead by pushing others into doing something. But that the Marine Corps teaches its leaders to say, follow me. Someone then commented that Jesus would have made a great Marine. I had to agree with that. What does it mean to serve? Why do parents go without sleep? Skip around of golf? Give up hobbies? Why do Marines say, follow me? Service is a state of the heart. Jesus says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." Service is an act of love given freely. Service becomes a joy when done from the heart, a burden when done for self. The restaurant server who is working for love of the customer, the nurse working for the love of the patient, you quickly see who is working for a paycheck and who has the pair of the client at heart. It comes in the joy of the service, the joyful coworker, the joyful yet grumpy sleep-deprived parent, the expectant mother hugging her unborn child despite swollen ankles, sore back, cravings, and Braxton Higgs. Service means love. Love of the one we serve. Or love of recognition, love of money, or some of all of these. But service is love. We can never outserve or outlove God. He created us, He redeemed us, He holds us, and wishes to be with us forever. The best we can do is to outserve and outlove ourselves each day, finding something else to do for those we love or for those God loves. For this, we should serve them in love as well.